having their way in the paint inside, and we haven't seen them put up any threes, and they do lead the area in three-pointers at 4.8 a game.
Both teams are struggling early on, making their passes. As we see right there, Zekovic drives in, gets fouled, layup, no good. He'll go to the line.
Ball appears to be a little slippery tonight. Nobody can get a hold of it. In the game for Harbor Beach is Kevin Kraft, the senior, and he plays real well. He steps in and does a good job. He's not a starter. Harbor Beach has got a pretty deep bench, as does USA. They both can go deep, and you'll see that USA is about nine players deep. Harbor Beach about the same, 9-10. They can put 10 out there.
Berkovich knocks the first one down. Here comes the second attempt. It's up and good. The score is now 14-8 in favor of the USA Patriots. 1:22 to go in this first quarter of play.
Full court man-to-man press by the Pirates.
Bringing it down court is Kyle Comer. He'll quickly dish off. And a lot of passes here. USA trying to drive, and they will. Nick Fletcher goes to the hole with the left hand. No good, but he fouled in the process. He'll head to the line. Both of these teams being very aggressive early on, trying to get to the bucket.
Yeah, you're learning with Harbor Beach. They're a team that comes back. They can be down, but they're never out of the game. And so that buzzer goes off. Harbor Beach is never out of the game. So there's a lot of game to go here yet tonight.
Fletcher puts the first one through. The second one off the front of the rim. Slips out of bounds, and it will go to Harbor Beach. 15-8 is our score. 1:08 to go in this first quarter of play. USA leads Harbor Beach. Bringing it across the timeline was Aaron Ginther at the top of the key. It's Krakovic. Almost lost the handle on that one. He's trying to find someone to dish it off to. Definitely does.
USA is in a man-to-man matchup.
Krakovic. Well, he picks up his dribble, finally finds someone to pass it to. Seaman. Back to Seaman now. He'll do a spin move drive. Puts up the floater. No good, but he's fouled in the process. 38 seconds to go in this first quarter of play, and now Andrew Seaman will head to the line.
And, of course, most of you listeners know that this is a greater thumb crossover game, so it's a tune-up game for both of them. USA and Harbor Beach are both in contention for the greater thumb and greater thumb East and West titles. It's pretty early in the season, but, of course, Harbor Beach plays tonight and then again on Friday night, and then they get ready to go to have a big game next Friday against Marlette, who is undefeated in the greater thumb East right now and appears to be a contender. And USA, of course, is in the sixth. Go ahead, that shot was
good. Eli Kraft gets a big rebound off the second miss, and now a foul is called against the Patriots. It's 15-9 in favor of the Patriots. Kraft will inbound from the side.
And that's going to be Nick Fletcher's second foul for the USA Patriots. Team sixth, and we got 32 seconds to go, but the Patriots have got 16 fouls. So Harbor Beach is going to go to the free throw line the rest of the first half anyway.
Fletcher will check out due to the foul trouble. McBrayer comes back in.
In for Harbor Beach is Jordan Booms.
Eli Kraft will hold it. Harbor Beach probably wants the last shot in this first quarter. Kraft gets it over to Krakovic. They're going to work it down low
to Ginther, and Ginther gets it back over to Simon, and Seaman puts it up and in, making it 15-11, and we're back into a ball game here, Derek, with 9 seconds to go.
Exactly why the Patriots brought Jake Holland back into this game, and they feed it to him, and he gets fouled.
If he was double-teamed there by Andrew Seaman and Jordan Boone, and it looks like they're going to give the foul to, and Eli Kraft got the reach-in foul there. That's going to be Eli's second. You don't want to see that on the freshman, but they're going to get him out of here with 4 seconds to go so he doesn't pick up a cheapie. USA with the ball under their basket. Go ahead, Derek.
They're going to want to get it to Holland down low. Here's a three-point attempt on the way and good by Nick Fletcher in the corner. A time will expire in this first quarter of play. The home Patriots, USA Patriots, leading it here at home 18-11 over Harbor Beach at the end of the first quarter. We'll be back after this quick break.
The best of luck to all area sports teams from the team at Signature Bank. Hi, this is Janelle Kirsch. Investing in the youth of our community is the future of our economy. We at Signature Bank hope everyone realizes the importance of academic and sports excellence. When you invest with Signature Bank, you are investing in your local community. Your money goes to work right here, supporting area businesses, your friends, and neighbors. We offer competitive products, services, and investment opportunities to make your money grow. Congratulations to all area teams from everyone at Signature Bank.
Signature Bank with offices in Bad Axe, Carroll, Frankenmuth, Harbor Beach, Port Hope, Sandusky, and Seaborne. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Welcome back into Unionville Seaboing Gymnasium. Derek Dietner here with you, joined alongside by Sue Schrader. Tonight's action, we have the USA Patriots taking on the Harbor Beach Pirates. And after one quarter of play, the hometown Patriots lead the Pirates by a score of 18-11. Pretty good first half of play, I'd have to say.
Yeah, it was. USA came out and took control and had a 10-point lead at one point, 10-1 or 10-2.
Yep.
And they extended it, and Harbor Beach came back and got within two. And then here in the last little bit, USA with 4 seconds hit that three-pointer. And USA starts out this quarter with the ball. Go ahead.
They are looking to get off to a quick start right now as they head Harbor Beach's defense all crossed up. And a quick three from the top of the key by Daniel Rick increases the Patriots' lead as it is now 21-11.
Now, you saw that we didn't see any three-pointers in that first quarter until the last 4/10 of the second. And they inbounded it, and they shot a three. Now they're doing the three again. And as I told you when we got on the air here, that USA really believes that they can establish themselves as an inside-outside team. So we'll see if they continue the rest of the half going outside, because I'm sure Harbor Beach made the adjustment to take away the paint. So we'll see what happens here.
Kovic gets it down low to Mazur.
Mazur.
And here come the Patriots.
Now you see you got Holland. He's setting a pick out at the top of the key here, and they're looking for going behind the arc, or if Holland gets posted up inside, they'll go to him. Otherwise, they've got their 4 3-point specialists out there. They got Botello, they got Rick, they've got
They got to get up there. Holland's got a huge size advantage. The 3-point goes no good for the Patriots, and here comes the Pirate, but Michael Kovic shaking it all the way down and fouls. He throws up a shot, but it's no good.
And you'll see that with the four people that USA has in there right now, they've got in there four with four out and one in, what they like to call it. Sometimes some coaches do, or they're gonna look outside first, and if it's not there, then they're gonna go in back door and they'll look for the pick and roll. As you saw, the two different picks over there on the right hand side of the court, one by the big guy where he set a pick, they threw the ball at the top of the key, and he went down low and pushed himself up looking for the pass inside, which was a little errant there, and it ended up getting tipped away.
Kovic knocks down the first free throw.
Gaspar comes in at an 87% free throw shooter. He's second in the area for the leaders here in Huron County. I want to thank the Huron Daily Tribune for all their information that they give us on these shooters. Of course, Logan has been on vacation for the last week and a half, so Adams has been carrying the slack for him. And I don't have this week's. It was not published, so these stats are from last week, Gary.
21-13 in favor of the Patriots. They're trying to get down low to Holland. He's got it. He'll dish it off. McBrayer drives.
Oh, nice.
A shot and gets fouled.
That was a beautiful ball fake there by McBrayer. He pointed it out to the Harbor Beach defender's face, turned around, put it down, and went right by him.
6:20 to go in this second quarter, and Sean McBrayer is at the free throw line. In his last game out, he had 11 points against the Lakers as he knocked down the first free throw.
And in the game for Harbor Beach is number 12, Aaron Ginther, Sean Kotkovic, Andrew Simon, Jason Hansen, and Mr. Boom, Jordan Boom. And for your USA Patriots, you have Bortello, McBrayer, Holland, and I'm trying to see the other two, Dan Wright, Rick.
Quick three-point attempt, no good. Seaman puts it up, that's no good. McBrayer with the rebound, and he'll push it quickly down the floor. Going up with it for two, layup, no good. The big man down low, Jake Holland, goes up with it, and on the second attempt, gets it to go, kicks it off the glass for two, and USA extends their lead to 12 points, 25-13, 5:45 to go in this first half of play. That layup no good. Holland comes up with the rebound. He'll get it to McBlair, who will start to push it down the floor.
The Pirates appear to be rushing some of their shots down here. When they took their time and picked out what shot they wanted, they were doing much better at the end of the quarter. Now they're rushing again.
Working it down low once again to the big man, Holland, who gets fouled and puts it in for two. It'll go to the line for one.
And he is definitely the difference maker right now.